你有没有想过，我们今天能安稳地活到七八十岁？
Have you ever thought about being able to live to 70 or 80 years old safely?
其实并不是什么理所当然的自然规律。
In fact, it is not a natural law.
要知道
To know,
在不到200年前
Less than 200 years ago,
人类的平均寿命还在35岁左右徘徊。
The average lifespan of humans is still hovering around 35 years.
真正把我们从短命的诅咒里硬拽出来的是十个踩碎了人类愚昧的狂人。
It was 10 people who broke free from the curse of short life.
他们硬生生垫平了
They leveled it out.
现代医学的基石
The cornerstone of modern medicine.
特别是最后一位
The last one is,
他什么实质性的药都没发明。
He didn't invent any substantial drugs.
却只用三句话就治愈了。
It only took three sentences to cure it.
这世上无数医生和患者的焦虑。
There are countless anxieties among doctors and patients in this world.
第一位，天花的终结者，爱德华·詹娜。在那个愚昧的年代
The first person to end smallpox, Edward Jenner, lived in that ignorant era.
把牛痘的脓液种进人体，听起来简直是个疯子。
Injecting cowpox virus into the human body sounds like a crazy idea.
但他看透了一个极其扎心的真相。
But he saw a very painful truth.
疾病最大的帮凶
The biggest culprit in disease
从来不是病毒
It's never been a virus
而是人类对未知的盲目恐慌
Instead, it is the blind panic of humans towards the unknown
如果没有他这惊天一事
Without him, there would be no such thing as a world-shattering event
别说咱们脸上有麻子在座的一半人可能连出生的机会都没有
Don't say that half of the people with scars on their faces may not even have the chance to be born.
第二位微生物学的鼻祖，路易斯·巴斯德。
Louis Pasteur, the second pioneer of microbiology.
他用显微镜和实验告诉你。
He will show you through a microscope and experiments.
生病
Sick
不是因为你命不好。
It's not because you're unlucky.
更不是老天在惩罚你。
It's not the heavens punishing you.
真正的凶手是那些肉眼看不见的细菌。
The real culprit is the fungus that cannot be seen with the naked eye.
他那句名言，机会只留给有准备的头脑。
His famous quote, opportunity only comes to those who are prepared.
其实是在狠狠打脸。
Actually, it's a slap in the face.
当年那些连做手术都不愿洗手的同行
Those colleagues who wouldn't even wash their hands before surgery back then.
你今天喝的每一口干净牛奶
He drank every mouthful of clean milk he had today.
每一次饭前洗手都是巴斯德
Every time before eating, wash your hands, it's Pasteur.
在一百年前为你抢回来的生存底线。
A lifeline you regained 100 years ago.
第三位，外科手术的守护神，约瑟夫·李斯特。在他之前，做手术。
Joseph Lister, the third surgeon, had already performed surgery before him.
就等于一只脚踏进了鬼门关。
It's like stepping into hell.
死亡率动辄50%。
The mortality rate is as high as 10%.
当时的医生甚至觉得手术服上沾满血污是荣誉的勋章。
At that time, doctors even thought that the blood stains on the surgical gown were a badge of honor.
但李斯特直接掀了桌子。
But Lister immediately overturned the table.
他警告世人，看不见的细菌比看得见的刀更要命。
He warned people that invisible bacteria are more dangerous than visible knives.
你现在抱怨术前消毒流程繁琐。
You are complaining about the cumbersome preoperative disinfection process now.
那根本不是什么仪式感。
That's not a ritual at all.
那是把你从败血症的悬崖边硬拽回来的安全绳。
That's the lifeline that pulled you back from the brink of septic shock.
第四位，让心脏说话的人，雷耐克。他发明了听诊器。
I see why Rang Xinzang Shuo Huida Ren Lei Nike Tar Far Mingler Ting Jian Kai.
人类
Human
第一次听懂了体内脏器的悲鸣。
For the first time, I understood the cries of my internal organs.
他告诉我们
He told us
诊断不能靠猜，得靠听。
Diagnosis cannot rely on guessing. It must be based on listening.
很多时候
Many times
你的身体早就向你发出了尖锐的求救信号。
Your body has already sent out a sharp warning signal.
只是你一直在装聋作哑。
Just keep silent.
记住
Remember
每年定期体检
Annual physical examination.
绝对不是浪费钱。
It's not a waste of money.
那是让你学会听懂自己身体在哭什么。
That's about learning to understand what your body is trying to tell you.
第五位，无痛时代的开启者，威廉·莫顿。以前做手术。
The fifth pioneer of the painless era, William Morton, had already performed surgery before.
那是活生生的酷刑现场。惨叫声能把房顶掀翻。
The screams of a living torture scene could overturn the roof.
使莫顿站了出来。
Make Morton stand up.
把手术室从哀嚎的地狱变成了安静的战场。
Turn the operating room from a hell of screams into a quiet battlefield.
我们今天能毫无知觉地在手术台上睡一觉。
Today, we can sleep soundly on the operating table without any awareness.
是因为有人替我们背负了巨大的伦理骂名。
Because someone has borne a huge ethical condemnation for us.
撞开了麻醉的大门。
Broke open the door to anesthesia.
第六位，糖尿病人的再生父母。
Sixth diabetic patient's adoptive parents.
弗雷德里克·班廷在胰岛素问世前
Frederick stopped before the insulin was invented
得了糖尿病
That diabetes
就等于被判了死刑
This means that he was sentenced to death
只能活活饿死
Can only die of starvation
班廷硬是把这个绝症降为成了慢性病
Banting actually turned this terminal illness into a chronic one.
但他留下了最清醒的警告。
But he left the most lucid warning.
神药救不了作死的人。
No medicine can save a person who wants to die.
别仗着有药兜底就肆无忌惮地挥霍健康。
Don't rely on medication to cover up your unhealthy habits.
再好的药也拉不回一个疯狂透支自己身体的人。
Even the best medicine can't bring back a person who has overexerted their body.
第七位，抗生素之父，亚历山大·弗莱明，一个发霉的培养皿。
The seventh father of antibiotics, Alexander Fleming, discovered penicillin in a petri dish.
让他发现了青霉素。
He discovered penicillin.
这玩意儿在二战时救了千万人的命，但
This thing saved millions of lives during World War Roman II.
弗莱明早就留下了严厉的诅咒。如果
But Frey had already left the curse behind.
你把抗生素当糖吃，神药就会变成毒药。
You eat antibiotics like candy, and they will turn into a deadly poison.
现在有点头疼脑。
I'm a little headache now.
好热就跑去打吊瓶吃。
Go to the hospital to get injections.
头孢那。
Take cephalosporin.
根本不是在治病那。
That's not even treating the disease.
是在亲手培养无药可救的超级细菌。
That's how you create superbugs that are resistant to all known antibiotics.
那时候
At that time,
一个小小的伤口感染都会变成绝症。
Even a small wound infection can turn into a deadly disease.
八位生命密码的破译者沃森与克里克。
Eighth, the life code decipherer, Soren Crick.
他们解开了 DNA 的双螺旋结构。
They untangled the double helix of DNA.
让我们看懂了生命的底层蓝图。
Let's understand the underlying blueprint of life.
原来你的身高甚至容不容易得癌症。
It turns out that your height and even your appearance can make you more susceptible to cancer.
早就写在了基因代码里。
It's already written in the genetic code.
但别急着认命。
But don't give up yet.
基因只是一把上了膛的枪。
Genes are like a loaded gun.
真正扣动扳机的，永远是你每天的生活方式。
The key to success is your daily lifestyle.
第九位，流行病学侦探约翰·斯诺，当霍乱肆虐伦敦。
In Ninth Detective John Smith, when cholera ravaged London,
所有人都在怪罪。
Everyone is blaming.
空气发臭时。
When the air smells bad,
只有他挨家挨户画地图。
Only he was drawing maps from house to house.
死死锁定了一口被污染的水泵。
Seized a contaminated water pump.
他留下的铁律是，数据从不撒谎。
He left behind the iron rule that data never lies.
撒谎的是对常识视而不见的人。
A liar is the person who ignores common sense.
戴口罩。
Wear a mask.
勤洗手。
Wash your hands.
喝开水。
Drink hot water.
这些你觉得老掉牙的废话。
Designed you to allow dialogue you to fake you.
全都是用无数尸体换来的真理。
All truths are bought with countless corpses.
第十位，医学人文的灯塔。
The tenth beacon of medical humanities.
特鲁多医生。
Dr. Trudeau.
前面九位都在教我们如何用残酷的手段战胜疾病。
The first nine people taught us how to defeat diseases using ruthless methods.
而特鲁多却在教我们如何温柔地面对那些无法治愈的结局。
But Trudeau also taught us how to gently face those incurable endings.
他本身就是个结核病患者，比谁都清楚。
He himself is a tuberculosis patient, and he knows this better than anyone.
现代医学的局限与无奈。
Limitations and helplessness of modern medicine.
在他的墓志铭上
On his tombstone
只刻了短短三句话
Only three sentences were carved
有时去治愈
Sometimes go to heal
常常去帮助
Often help
总是去安慰
Always go to comfort
这才是医学真正的底色
This is the true essence of medicine
仪器是冰冷的
The instrument is cold
数据是残酷的
The data is brutal.
但医者的手必须是有温度的
But a doctor's hands must be warm.
如果说前九位狂人拉长了我们生命的长度
If the first nine madmen extended our lifespan.
那么特鲁多的这三句话彻底拓宽了医学灵魂的宽度
These three sentences by Trudeau completely broadened the scope of medical knowledge.
在这个焦虑的时代
In this anxious era
对常识保持敬畏
Respect common sense
对身体保持谦卑
Keep your body humble
这才是成年人对自己生命最高级的负责
This is the highest level of responsibility a person can have for their own life